Can we get some warm and sunny, please? This is the Environment Report. I'm Lindsay Smith in for Rebecca Williams, reporting from the tundra that is downtown Grand Rapids. So maybe it's just me, but man, couldn't you use a break from this constant snow and cold? Hey, they gave me control of the show this week, so I bring you the Environment Report's Solar Special 2014, where we talk about what the sunlight can do for us. Let's head inside. Okay. All right, first up, a Michigan man who's trying to win millions of dollars with solar power. He's trying to put solar panels on as many Michigan homes and businesses as he possibly can.
My name is Prasad Gulapalli. I'm the president of Shinergy.
Gulapalli's Novi-based company wants you to invest in solar panels for your home, for your business, doesn't matter. He's looking for anybody in Michigan to go solar, and he's making the offer with no upfront costs. Say what? How does that work? I feel like there's got to be a catch here.
There's no catch there. It's actually a great question. There's no catch there. So what we have is a zero down financing through a Michigan Saves financing program.
Michigan Saves is a nonprofit that already offers affordable financing for geothermal, energy efficiency, and solar projects. Gulapalli signed up for a federal program that challenges companies to put up 5,000 solar installations by the end of this year. The winner gets $7 million from the U.S. Department of Energy. He won't say exactly how he's doing on his goal, but...
We don't have much time, actually, honestly. You know, so it is an ambitious goal, and we are not giving up.
Hey, even if Gulapalli comes up short of his goal, he's still selling solar installations, right? Fun fact, solar installations in Michigan so far can produce roughly 19 megawatts worth of power. For comparison's sake, Michigan's heavyweight, coal, produces more than 240,000 times as much energy as solar here. Next up on the solar special, we head to West Michigan, where I meet up with Ed Brandel. Brandel is the applications engineer at Energy Partners. It's a small startup business in Muskegon. See, the problem with solar is that you only get power during the day when the sun's out. It's not as reliable as traditional sources like coal, nuclear, natural gas. Brandel shows off Energy Partners' new kind of solar panel system, Solar 24.
So this is the front, this is where the sun shines, and this is where all the power is generated.
So far, pretty typical solar panel, but then Brandel flips the panel over. On the back, there's a bunch of batteries.
What we're doing different is the way we can control the energy coming from the solar panel to distribute a portion of it for charging the batteries for nighttime use. And that's why I come up with the name Solar 24, because you have power 24 hours a day.
So the sun can charge batteries during the day. That way you can plug in your laptop or electric drill to recharge at night. Sure, some people in Michigan could use Solar 24, but its creators see the real potential elsewhere, like in developing countries where electricity isn't around or is not reliable at all, or when the U.S. military needs to set up camp somewhere remote and they need reliable power fast. Energy Partners has patents pending on the new device. And that's the Environment Report's 2014 Solar Special. I'm Lindsay Smith.